Can you talk about this installation?
This installation, Moon Age Daydream is a title. And I originally created this back in 2021. I was living in Phoenix, Arizona at the time. And then, but the exhibition was in LA. So once it was all done, I had to pack it up in the U-Haul to take it to his gallery to exhibit. But it was like during like a pandemic time, and in Phoenix home that we are living with, that's my wife Christy over there. When we are living there, when we moved in, since it was like industrial kind of loft space, that there was no like storage space, no shelving. So I built a lot of the shelvings around the house. So a lot of these are like leftover scraps from those like a shelving unit that I built. So a lot of like cheap, you know, pine lumbers and or other like basswood or like some of the other poplar that I use to make my canvases for. So all these homes are like made from like scrap materials. And my idea was to create something out of like sustainable material, because that's I've been trying to implement like my studio practice to be a little bit more sustainable than I used to be. So even Eric, when he was putting up his like a fence at his home, he had all these like a little bit of like leftover fencing material, so that's also in there. And the moon is made out of a paper mache. I collected all that like junk mails. Some paperwork from like my wife's office, some of bad sketches and bad ideas are in there. So it's like a way for me to be able to make something, like folk art material, but once you spend enough time, energy, and care to it, like you can make something, something pretty, and that was my effort to do that. And also like the thematic like meaning of the work is I wanted to make something that represented community. Like knowing Eric for like the past 10 years and plus, like his community that he created at his gallery, like it means a lot to me, especially for like an immigrant like myself. Like I don't have like home here, but every time I went to his shop, it was always welcoming. And I met a lot of people, including my wife there. And I got to make lifelong friends at his shop. And as like a creative individual who has like a hypersensitive, like fragile soul like mine, it meant a lot to me to, have a friend like Eric, and to have a place like Giant Robot. So that's kind of like meaning behind it.